Governor Walker has proposed expanding the private school voucher program in his proposed state budget. Currently, the program is in place in Milwaukee and Racine. Parents there can get taxpayer-financed vouchers to send their children to private, including religious, schools. The governor's plan would expand it to 9 other districts: Beloit, Fond du Lac, Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, Sheboygan, Superior, Waukesha, and West Allis. A couple of key Republican state senators do not support the plan as written. But one key Republican in the state assembly has proposed taking the expansion statewide. Democrats, meanwhile, have called for a stop to the voucher school expansion. Where do you stand on this issue? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, May 29th. Because the Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the voucher school expansion question today, we have invited 4 different guests to join us over the next couple of hours, each with different takes on private school choice in Wisconsin. And we invite you to join in with your questions and your views, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You can also vote in our online poll, which is linked to our Facebook page and at wpr.org/joy. We will start our expanded big question discussion on expanding school voucher programs with Democratic State Representative Sandy Pope from Cross Plains. She is a ranking member of the Assembly Committee on Education. She recently led a petition drive that collected nearly 17,000 signatures against voucher school expansion. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us. So, first, why did you lead that petition drive?
Well, it became obvious very early on that my constituents were very much opposed to having the voucher program expanded in the budget. And my colleagues reported the same thing. So we thought, well, if this is important to us, are the Republicans hearing it as well? And determined through the budget listening sessions that that was the case. So only about 5 weeks ago, we started the petition thinking, well, let's let those people have a voice that aren't being heard at the budget listening sessions, because they didn't go statewide. There weren't quite enough of them, I don't think, to adequately allow citizens across the state to talk about the budget. So we started the petition to address the one thing that we were hearing about most frequently, most passionately, and most loudly from our constituents.
So what's wrong with expanding the voucher school program?
Well, outside of the fact that it is a huge policy change and has a huge impact on public school funding, just folding it into the budget seems really disingenuous to me. It's going to affect so many people. And in addition to that, Robin Voss, the Republican Speaker of the Assembly, has indicated rather often that he would like this to go statewide. So just slipping it into the budget really seems pretty sneaky to me.
Well, besides the process, what's wrong with the concept of giving parents, in some of these districts anyway, especially those with lower incomes, the choice of sending their kids to private schools?
Well, they already have the choice.
How about paying for it, though, with taxpayer-funded vouchers?
Well, the grand experiment in Milwaukee, which has gone on for more than 20 years, of taxpayers paying for private school education, which, by the way, is very often religious school education, has borne out that they are not doing a better job. They aren't doing as well. All we're doing is creating a competing second school district, which doesn't do as well as the one we have, which is taking money away from the school district, you know, the system that we have. And it just doesn't make sense to me that taxpayers would want to subsidize private education that isn't doing as well as the public education.
Isn't the jury out on that?
Absolutely not, Joy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. No. The testing, even the proof coming from the Arkansas study, which is pretty right-leaning biased, is that they do not do as well as public school. They might get close, but they're not doing as well. And so why would we want to create a competing school system to the one that's working better?
Well, I know that we'll hear from a guest later, the president of School Choice Wisconsin, who will say that these private schools are accountable to the parents. If the parents want to send their kids to that private school with the taxpayer-financed voucher, they should be able to do so. And if they don't like the private school, they won't do it.
Well, it just... There's just no proof that they're doing a better job. They aren't doing as well. So why would the taxpayers want to fund those schools just because the parents have some notion that they're going to be happier there? That's not good enough to me in terms of how it's going to affect public school. And the problem is they don't educate every child to the same standards that public schools do. They may be happier, you know, the parents may think they're getting a better deal. That doesn't mean they're getting a better deal.
What do you make of the idea that Republican State Senator Mike Ellis was talking about letting residents of a school district vote in a referendum on whether or not they want a voucher program?
Well, it's an improvement over what we've got. It still allows expansion, but... Having talked to the superintendents and having recently done that statewide petition, I can tell you that the public is not in favor of this. I don't know of any of the 9 school districts that have fallen into Governor Walker's expansion plan who actually want it. In fact, many of those areas, Green Bay comes to mind, for example, and Superior, they're very adamant that they don't want it. So I don't think that... You know, the referendum is going to produce anything for them.
Senator Ellis is in the news this morning saying that he was meeting with Governor Walker, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, and Senate Education Committee Chair Luther Olson. And he reports that they are at an impasse on coming to a compromise on expanding private school vouchers. It was hoped that some sort of deal could be reached by today when the Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to vote on Walker's plan. What's your reaction to that?
I think it's going to be a very, very long day for them because I know several of these senators have drawn the line in the sand and have said that, you know, if the vouchers expansion is not out of the budget, they're not going to vote for the budget. And that really matters over in the Senate, not so much in the Assembly, where some of my Republican colleagues can kind of jump off that boat and swim to safety, and they'll still pass it in the Assembly. But the Senate is where it matters. And I think people like Luther Olson and Senator Schultz and Senator Ellis realize that with the veto pen, Governor Walker can just cross out a few numbers, a few words, and can deliver statewide vouchers very easily. It can be done, and I think they're not so trusting of that process. After all, he wants some sparkly eggs in his little basket that he's carrying around as he goes to Iowa and Connecticut and New Hampshire and doing Wisconsin's business.
We are talking with Sondi Pope. She is a Democratic state representative from Cross Plains and a ranking member of the Assembly Committee on Education. She's telling us about her opposition to the proposed expansion of the voucher school program. The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up this issue today. Well, you get a chance to vote on this right now with your phone call at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Do you think expanding the private voucher school program would be a good or a bad thing for Wisconsin and why? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking the weather forecast for today, there is a dense fog advisory for much of the state until 10 o'clock this morning, so take it easy. It's a little hard to see out there. It's going to be cloudy and mild with a chance of storms this afternoon. Highs today mainly in the 70s. And stay with us here on the Ideas Network all morning long until 8 o'clock. We will be presenting different perspectives on expanding the voucher school program in Wisconsin. Coming up after 6:30, our next guest says that the push to expand voucher schools is because of the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. Our education expert says that the goal is to eliminate school districts and school boards and to defund and dismantle public schools. We'll talk about that after 6:30. Right now, we are talking with Democratic State Representative Sandy Pope, who also opposes the expansion of the voucher school program. She recently led a petition drive that collected nearly 17,000 signatures against voucher school expansion. And we're welcoming your questions and your views on this issue, too, on this day that the Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to vote on the governor's proposed expansion of school choice, private school choice. Brad in Jefferson is with us. Hello, Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Taxpayer dollars should not be used for religious indoctrination, and the government should not be favoring one religion over another. I think that these Wisconsin Republicans are pandering to the Lutherans and the Catholics to get their votes, and I think that more Christians would appreciate this if some other religion were favored by the government.
Representative Pope, a reaction to that?
Well, I have long believed in the separation of church and state, and in particular in schools. And while I agree with what he's saying, I'm not so sure that I agree that if we changed which religions are being favored, it would make a difference. I just think public schools should be for all children, and if parents want a religious education, then private schools should be their choice.
Yeah. And what do you say, though, to the argument that people with lower incomes can't afford a private education, and so therefore it's discriminatory that rich people can afford a better education and poor people can't?
Well, I disagree with that summarization to begin with, because what we have found in Milwaukee is that huge percentages of students are attending private religious schools on vouchers. In fact, of the 200, let me think how many, of the 112 private schools, 85% of them are at least half paid by the voucher.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already getting a religious education on our state dollar.
And just to note, though, because we get these questions often when we talk about this issue, the Supreme Court has taken up the issue as to whether this violated church and state.
That's
and
right.
Ruled that it did, that it was constitutional to have this kind of program.
That's correct, but I don't agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think, as in Citizens United, I think the Supreme Court can be wrong, and I think this is a case where they are wrong.
Rob on Facebook asks, if a voucher school gets, say, $8,000 from the taxpayers, and a month later the student leaves the school for whatever reason, do taxpayers get their money back?
Well, it depends. The count happens on the third Friday in September. So if the student is there on the third Friday of September, the state pays the tuition to the private school. If they leave on the following Monday, that voucher school keeps the tuition, the student goes back to public school, and public school is not reimbursed until the next time payment is made. So to some degree, yes, he is right.
Yeah. Let's take another call, and we'll go to John in Madison. Hello, John.
Hi. Well, I think what people ought to do is put all this together. We have separation of church and state in this country for a good reason. Namely, that when the church becomes involved, the church becomes a political dominant force. We all know about the wars of religion and how they suppressed knowledge and science and all the rest of it for about 1,500 years. The church has a tax-exempt status, so it doesn't interfere in politics. When you have faith-based initiatives And the last information I could get was in 2006. The government gave like $5 billion in grants for churches to perform, to provide social functions that the state has. And now we've got, we're paying for religious schools. These two things are going to cause the churches to become politically dominant in our political process. If they want to do this, I say get rid of their tax-exempt status, because they're going to accumulate money and they're going to be politically dominant.
Representative Pope?
Well, I can't disagree with him. I think he's predicting a future that is quite possible in the scenarios that he's talking about.
Let me ask you for your reaction to the guest that we are going to hear from next after 6:30, a UW education professor, who says that this push is pushed by ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, which provides model legislation that legislatures that are usually controlled by Republicans can put forward, and states, not just Wisconsin, but other states are doing similar types of legislation. That the goal of this is to eliminate school districts and school boards, to defund and dismantle public schools.
I absolutely agree. I have been watching the way ALEC has played out in Wisconsin, and this is absolutely part of their plan to eliminate public education as the driving force, hand it over to private for-profit entities, because with the voucher program, your school board is completely eliminated. It's not a playing force at all. The accountability is gone, and I absolutely believe that's happening.
Yeah, I know you don't agree with it. Why would ALEC want to do that?
Private, for-profit, corporations, business, Republicans, all of those things swim around in the same pool. And it's the campaign money that is actually driving this. When you go back and look at who has been financing the voucher movement in Wisconsin, it boils down to a couple of huge moneyed forces, the Walton family fortune, the Amway family fortune. I see no reason why they would care about public education in Wisconsin if there weren't profit involved, and there will be profit involved.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about why you think expanding vouchers would hurt the public schools.
Well, we already know it does. There is a pool of money for educating students, and when you drain away from that pool of money and give it to the voucher program, to the private schools, of course it's going to hurt. We have been cutting public funding for education for 20 years. What Governor Walker did in this budget to public education is, if it weren't so severe, it's almost laughable. There will be $0 spent in classrooms in this budget, under Governor Walker's budget, while up to 1,414, I think, expansion for high school vouchers. Zero for your public school, 1,400 for high school voucher students. It makes no sense if you don't understand that they aren't trying to starve public education. Give them less money, demand higher performance, and then punish them if they fail. It's a pretty simple formula, and so far it seems to be working.
Our next caller is Diane in Madison. Hello, Diane.
Hi. I cannot agree with you more, your guest. They did a survey on television, a political person, and saying that actually the children who attended voucher schools do poorly in comparison to the children who were attending public schools. The same academics, everything the same, but they had a, the voucher school children had a poorer
Right. I remember seeing that study too, Diane. This was, I think, of Milwaukee school children, and the voucher school children did slightly worse than the public school children. Isn't that right, Representative Pope?
Yes, it is. And if you want to check it on the Internet, it's Patrick J. Wolf of the University of Arkansas. And as I said earlier, Arkansas has been a proponent of the voucher system for many, many years. And it was their own study that proved that the voucher school students were not doing as well as the public school students. When you compared apple to apple, I mean, and that was a pretty involved study involving demographics of poverty and that sort of thing.
And Charles from Neshkoro emails, vouchers undermine public schools. Why not put money into our public schools and make them the very best possible? And you are proposing to do just that, Representative
exactly.
Pope.
Exactly. In fact, I have been proposing that ever since I got into the legislature. I was against vouchers before they were actually enacted. I have been that involved for that long.
Yeah. You specifically want to increase funding per pupil in public schools by a certain amount?
Absolutely. In fact, now that we have found the extra revenue of $500+ million, it would seem to me that the only right thing to do would be restore that funding to public education, because in the last session, Governor Walker cut public education by $1.6 billion. This doesn't even restore it.
Well, we will leave it there for now. Thank you very much for being with us. Sandy Pope, Democratic State Representative from Cross Plains, a member of the Assembly Committee on Education, talking with us about why she opposes the voucher school expansion that is proposed in Governor Walker's budget, which will be voted on the school choice issue today by Joint Finance.